With Montana News, I'm Cole Grant. Candidates are hitting multiple campaign stops a day in the final sprint to the election. Flathead Valley reporter Nikki Willette caught up with Republican gubernatorial candidate Greg Gianforte in Columbia Falls this morning.
Gianforte chatted informally with voters at Lori's Deli. A little less than 30 people showed up for his so-called whistle stop appearance.
How old are your kids?
7, 5, and 3.
Oh yeah, that's a house full.
This was Gianforte's second stop of the day before loading up to hit Kalispell, Eureka, Libby, Thompson Falls, and Trout Creek this afternoon. In the days leading up to the election, Gianforte continues to hit on his main campaign points: the need for more high-wage jobs, development of natural resources, and accountability from state government. He also brought a bit of levity to Columbia Falls.
I have a promise for you. As of Tuesday, all of the ads will be off the air.
Democrats in the Flathead Valley say they were urged by staffers from the Montana Democratic Party to protest Gianforte's events and call out his support of a state sales tax. Similar counter rallies have been held across the state. Lynn Stanley, who chairs the Flathead Democratic Party and is running as a Democrat in House District 7, said she and three others showed up as instructed, but the staffer who was supposed to bring signs never showed.
And I think that the person with the signs did get there, but it was just too late. So it was a scheduling thing.
The Flathead Valley is known as a conservative stronghold, but Stanley says her office hasn't been able to keep campaign signs for Governor Steve Bullock in stock, and the Democratic base here is strong.
Democrats in the county are really juiced about this election. We know we're outnumbered here, but that doesn't keep us from, being out there with our message and doing the best we can to turn the county blue.
Governor Bullock was at a Get Out the Vote rally for Democrats in Kalispell Wednesday that drew a crowd of 100. In Columbia Falls, I'm Nikki Willette, Montana Public Radio.